Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person and those of you joining us online. We have just a few announcements this morning. This week is Agape. Fellowship committee is meeting on Tuesday, and on Wednesday we've got the senior citizens group. So if you're a part of any of those, make sure that you go to those meetings. Next Sunday, we're going to bless backpacks. It's the day before school starts for students here in Davidson County, although I've learned over the last couple of weeks that different schools have started at different intervals. So some of our students and teachers have actually already gone back. So we offer prayers for them as they go back, but we'll bless backpacks next Sunday. We are also gathering school supplies for those in need at Davis Townsend, and we'll bring that forward as part of our offering next Sunday as well. It is the third Sunday in November, so we will collect our basket offering after the regular offering this morning. Our basket offering this month is going to GLAMA. It's an organization here in Lexington that a lot of different churches give money to that we would typically give to someone who might come to the office and be in need of help with a utility bill or some groceries. But instead, we give it to GLAMA, and they distribute it on behalf of all of the churches that contribute. So if you would like to give to GLAMA, it will be in the basket offering this morning. We have a card from Minnie, who had her party last Sunday and celebrated her 90th birthday this week. And she says, "Dear Holly Grove friends and family, thank you so much for the kindness shown to me for my 90th birthday. It is a day I will not forget. All of my love, Minnie." And can you believe that we all kept it a surprise? Kim says that even as she walked into the fellowship hall, she wasn't making all the connections that it was for her. So indeed, she was surprised. We have a few birthdays this morning. Actually, today is Tony Chapman's birthday. It's also Chad Hedrick's birthday and Abby Hearn's birthday. And then celebrating their birthday a little bit later in the week, Kyle Murphy and Trent Lutz. Happy birthday, Trent. By the way, I've been pronouncing his name wrong all along. It's not Lutz, it's Lutz. Lutz. Okay, let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we have one prayer shawl this morning. This is for one of Calvin's track friends. So Calvin is in track and field. And his friend's grandma lost her son over the summer. And so Kelly sits with her all the time at track meets and has asked that we offer a prayer shawl for Peggy Branson, who has lost her son. God, we give you thanks for the gift of the prayer shawl ministry here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. Thank you for those who offer the resources to purchase the yarn, and for those who offer their time and energy and love to crochet these. We ask that you would be with Patty, who is still going through the grief journey of losing her son. We ask that you would be with her in tangible ways, that she would know your comfort and peace. We ask that you bless this prayer shawl, that she, as she feels the weight of it upon her shoulders or upon her lap, that she would feel the weight of our love and care for her here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Thank you. you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the God of manna, the God of miracles, the God of mercy. Amen. Drawn to Christ and seeking God's peace, let us confess our sin. God, our provider, help us. It is hard to believe there is enough to share. We question your ways when they differ from the ways of the world in which we live. We turn to our own understanding rather than trusting in you. We take offense at your teachings and your ways. Turn us again to you. Where else can we turn? Share with us the words of eternal life and feed us for life in the world. Amen. Beloved people of God, in Jesus, the manna from heaven, you are fed and nourished. By Jesus, the worker of miracles, there is always more than enough. And through Jesus, the bread of life, you are shown God's mercy. You are forgiven and loved into abundant life. Amen. God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Ever-loving God, your Son gives himself as living bread for the life of the world. Fill us with such a knowledge of his presence that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life to serve you continually. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. I think today we have Brantley and Sawyer. Good morning, Sawyer. I'm glad to see you. Good morning, Brantley. You gonna stay over there or you wanna come over here? Okay, that's good. Well, this morning I wanted to talk a little bit about prayer. When we think of prayer, a lot of times we think that we have to use words, right? But there are a lot of ways that we can pray not using words. Can you guys think of ways that we can pray without using words? How about coloring? Can we color our prayers? How about when we cry? Are tears prayers? When we cry, our tears are like prayers to God. God hears our tears and the cries of our heart. Well, I wanted to read to you this new book that I just got not too long ago called Sparrow's Prayer. It's about this little sparrow, and it goes like this. Sparrow begins each morning by stretching his wings, whistling a morning tune, and thanking God for the new day. But not today. Today, Sparrow feels different. He feels restless. He feels anxious. Maybe it's the gray skies. Maybe he's hungry. Or maybe he didn't get enough sleep. Maybe he didn't sleep. Sparrow tries to pray, but his words get tangled and knotted in his beak, like old yarn and straw. Has that ever happened to you? When you try to pray, your words get tangled? Well, good morning, the sparrow says to the turtle, his mouth full of plump blackberries. How are you this fine day? I'm not too great, says the sparrow. I always begin my day with a prayer, but not today. I can't find the words. Can you help me? I don't pray with words. I pray by sharing. Have you ever seen so many blackberries? Turtle says, turning toward the rest of the berry bush. I want to bake a pie for the fox, but I can't reach the rest of the berries. I can reach the high ones, Sparrow says brightly. Wonderful, says the turtle. Together, Turtle and Sparrow make the most fantastic blackberry pie and deliver it to Fox. Thank you for inviting me to help you, Turtle, says the Sparrow. Amen, says the Turtle. Sparrow notices his friend Mousy painting at the edge of the forest. Good morning, Mousy, says Sparrow. Every morning I thank God for the new day, but today I can't find my words. Can you help me? I don't pray with words, says Mousy. My art is my prayer. But today I can't find the right color for the sky. Well, maybe I can help you, says the sparrow. I know the sky well. Mousy mixes the paint and Sparrow flies the paintbrush into the sky until they find the perfect match. Thank you for your help, Sparrow, Mousy says. This is the perfect color. There are so many beautiful colors in our world, says Sparrow. Amen, says Mousy. Sparrow sees his friend Buck spinning and hopping and twirling and stomping. Hello, Buck, says Sparrow. Is everything okay? Is everything okay? Everything is magnificent. I'm dancing. Do you want to join me? Says Buck. Oh, well, birds can't dance, says Sparrow. And anyway, I don't feel like dancing today. I'm trying to figure out how to pray. Well, dancing is my way of praying, says Buck. Birds can dance. Come here, I'll show you. So Sparrow perches on one of Buck's antlers. "Hold on," Buck shouts as he kicks up his hooves and spins around. Sparrow tries to hold on, but he's laughing so hard that he lets go and starts swooping and gliding around Buck's head. "Well, that was fun," laughs Sparrow. "Dancing with you brightens my day." "Amen," says Buck. As the sun goes down, Sparrow thinks about his day. He smiles, remembering baking a pie with Turtle and giving it to Fox. Helping Mousie find the perfect color for her sky made Sparrow feel closer to God. And he will never forget dancing for joy with Buck. A beautiful rose glows in the light of the setting sun. Her peach-colored petals were open wide, reaching for the light, with the last bit of summer energy stored in her green leaves. Sparrow flaps his wing with excitement and says, "That's it! Turtle invited me to help make a special gift for Fox. Mousie invited me to help her with her painting, and Buck taught me that anyone can dance, even a sparrow. And this beautiful rose, she is praying too." Fireflies sparkle and dance against the inky blue sky. Each creature does what God created them to do. Each life is a prayer of thanksgiving, with or without words. Sparrow's heart is full. He spreads his wings and he whispers, "Amen." And he drifts off to sleep with a happy heart. So there are all kinds of ways that we can pray, right? Dancing, painting, coloring, just by being who we are. And this is a reminder for our prayer wall down at the end of the ramp, that you can take a piece of fabric, each color means something different, and you can tie it on there, and that can be your prayer. You can pray a prayer of gratitude, you can pray a prayer of hope, you can pray a prayer for peace. There are several different things you can pray for. But I just wanted to remind you and everybody else that sometimes we don't have to pray with words, that there are other ways we can pray too. Will you pray with me this morning? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you that you listen every time we pray to you, with and without words. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up this morning. You can now go to Children's Church with Anna.
The Old Testament lesson for today is from Isaiah. "On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wine strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, 'Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation.'" Word of God, word of life. The first New Testament lesson is from Galatians. "For in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The second New Testament lesson is from Hebrews. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Word of God, word of life.
Gospel according to Matthew, the 26th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12. And while they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of this vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Every summer, I think back to one of my best summers ever. It was 2009, 15 years ago already. I don't know how that quite happened. I had just graduated from seminary the first time and had moved from Chicago to Winston-Salem. I'd been adopted 2 years before that, and I'd gotten glimpses of how wonderful ordinary family life could be, and I longed for more of it. Shortly after I relocated, my grandmother, my mom's mom, who the grandkids called JoJo, moved out of the house that she had lived in for 49 years into an apartment. And that summer, I got the gift of a lifetime because I got to spend that summer with her, helping her move. As you can imagine, living there for 49 years, raising her 3 children there, she had accumulated a lot. And we had our work cut out for us as we downsized. But bless her, she wanted to do it so that her children didn't have to. As we went through every drawer, every cupboard, every cabinet, and her amazing attic, I got to see the history of the family that I had been adopted into. That summer, I got to hear story after story as we went through everything in JoJo's home, as we decided whether to move it to her apartment or storage or let it go. Every single thing had some kind of memory attached to it. And over the course of that summer, I began to feel more and more like a real part of the family. My mom and grandmother had welcomed me into their family with open hearts and open hands, but it took a while until I didn't feel like a visitor or a guest. Spending that summer helping JoJo move, memory by memory, I felt more and more like her granddaughter. That October, when my birthday rolled around, JoJo gave me a gift that showed me that I was a part of her family. She had a set of china called birthday china. At birthday meals, she put out a place setting for each of her children and grandchildren that had their birth month on it and flowers symbolizing that birth month. That October in 2009, JoJo gave me an October place setting for my birthday, just like she had given her children and grandchildren. That place setting, for me, it was more than dishes. That place setting meant that I wasn't just welcomed into her family, but that I belonged in her family. At family meals, I was no longer a visitor. I was real family. I wasn't a guest at her table. I belonged there. Sisters and brothers, in the waters of baptism, God lavishes love upon us as God adopts us as God's own children in the waters of baptism. In these waters, we become sons and daughters of God, which means that we are forever, and I mean forever, a part of God's family. Another name for God's family is the communion of saints. Our reading this morning from Galatians says that we are baptized into Christ, and when we are baptized into Christ, we become one. One big family. A family that spans time and place. And God's grace and love don't end there. As always, the font leads us to the table, to this family meal. Because at this table, God has a place for you. You aren't just a guest or a visitor at this table, at this meal. God has a place for you. Because you are God's child, you aren't just welcomed here, you belong here. When you come to this table, just like when we come to the font, there is so much happening that our eyes can't see. God is at work in ways that we can only see through the eyes of faith. At this table, we feast with the entire communion of saints, and not just those present with us in person in the congregation on that day. This is a little caveat that I realized this week, and you may or may not enjoy it, but I'll share it anyway. So a few weeks ago, we learned the different names for communion, and that each one helps shine light onto one more emphasis that the meal has. So we looked at Holy Communion. The Greek word for communion is koinonia, which means community or fellowship. And the word for holy is hagios. It means holy or set apart. Communion of saints is Holy Communion flipped backwards in Greek. So this set apart fellowship meal, if you flip the words around, is a fellowship of set-apart ones or of holy ones, which is us in the communion of saints. So if you flip those two words around, Holy Communion and communion of saints, they're the same words in Greek in just a different order. I think that's really, really cool. So this communion of saints, this fellowship of set-apart ones, is the invisible totality of the people of God. the invisible totality of the people of God. It is the entire body of Christ, past, present, and future. Now, I know this can be really hard to wrap our minds around because we can't explain how, as members of the body of Christ, we experience this spiritual union with all of God's people, the living and the dead. But the truth of what we believe is that we do. Through the mystery of God's love and grace in the Holy Spirit, we share fellowship with every child of God who has ever been, who is now over the entire face of the earth, and who will be. We share fellowship with people from all places and all times, right? Our Hebrews reading for today tells us that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, and we are. We are. And this cloud of witnesses gathers with us at this table, at this family meal, every single time we share Holy Communion. Even though we can't see it with our eyes, we believe with faith that when we gather for worship, we are praising God with believers that we cannot see, both those all over the world and those who have died, that cloud of witnesses. When we celebrate Holy Communion, we feast with past, present, and future disciples of Christ. We experience the communion of saints in this meal with both the living and the dead. That means if I were to go to each and every one of you, that your parents, if your parents have died, siblings, friends, your future children, the entire communion of saints is at this table in this meal. I know we can't see it with our eyes and we can't explain it, but this is the truth of what we believe. At the beginning of the Great Thanksgiving, we proclaim that all of God's people are present with us when we worship and as we share in God's holy meal. Right before we sing the Holy, 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 the pastor says, "And so with the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn." The church on earth is the global, universal church that spans all over the world. And the hosts of heaven are those who have died and who are now with Jesus. We join their unending hymn when we offer God praise and thanksgiving. And when we gather at this table, at this family meal, we are getting a foretaste of the feast to come, that feast described in Isaiah, when Jesus will come again to restore and make all things new. On that day, God will make for all people a feast of rich food and delicious wine, a feast beyond what we can imagine. Not just in the lavishness of the food and wine, but in the vast number of communion of saints that will be at that table. On that day, God will wipe away all the tears from all the faces and will swallow up death forever. On that day, our faith will become sight, and God will prepare a rich, rich feast. A feast when we celebrate that Jesus will have finally and completely brought the kingdom of heaven to earth, that heaven and earth will be one. Until that day, when Jesus comes again and we are physically gathered with the entire communion of saints at that feast, We come every week to this feast and to this table to get a foretaste of the feast to come. And although this food isn't well-aged, rich food with well-aged wines, Jesus offers his very self at this table as food and drink. And we feast on his love and forgiveness and on his very presence. And brothers and sisters, even though we can't see it, the entire totality of God's people joins us at this table, which is also a glimpse of the feast to come. And so when you come forward this morning to receive the bread and the wine, I invite you to dip your hand in the water and make the sign of the cross on your forehead. The same cross that was made when you were baptized. And remember that God claimed you and named you in these waters. And that you are a part of that universal family, the communion of saints. And then come to this table. This table where you aren't just welcomed, where you belong. Because God has set a place for you among all the saints. Come and feast. Amen.
Church, let us confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection.
communion of saints, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we join our voices in prayer. God of unity, you created your church that all may be one in Christ. May the church be a house of wisdom, love, and hope for all who enter. Help us continue to grow and stretch in ways we never thought possible. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of all creation, may the harvest seasons be plentiful this year. We pray for orchards, vineyards, farms, and all creation. Protect and conserve the earth. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of justice, put an end to child labor and slavery of any kind. Be with all who seek adequate employment. Guide our economic and governmental leaders to serve the people of our world with fair wages and safe working conditions. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of compassion, make your presence known to all who feel lost, abandoned, or hurting. Direct your spirit of care to all who seek healing and comfort, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, Scott, Mike and Joanna, Debbie, John, Mary, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of hospitality, may this congregation be a place of welcome to all who enter. Break down walls and barriers that prevent us from welcoming others and loving them as we love ourselves. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of all, we give thanks for the departed who have come to know the fullness of your grace, especially Judy's friend, Cindy Stepwell. Join our voices with theirs and all saints in singing your praises. Merciful God,
Holy God, holy and merciful, into your outstretched arms we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to move around a little bit and share the peace of Christ with one another. Peace be with you, Mickey. Peace be with you, Judy.
Thank you.
Let us pray together. Jesus, bread of life, you have set this table with your very self and called us to the feast of plenty. Gather what has been sown among us and strengthen us in this meal. Make us to be what we receive here, your body for the life of the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, loving and faithful God. All your works from the heights to the depths echo your praise. In the beginning, your word summoned light. Darkness withdrew and creation dawned. When the times at last had ripened and the earth had grown in full abundance, your word created humankind in your image to steward all creation. You gave us breath and speech that all might find a voice to sing your praise and to celebrate the creation you called good. And so, with the entire communion of saints, with angels and the whole creation, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, gracious and merciful God. Before our beginnings, you have always been the three in one being who was and is to come. From before time, you have been dreaming us up, imagining a world, forming us into creatures who might come to love you in return. By your breath, and with your hands, you made us and have written us into the long and unending story of your love. Around a table with the ones you called to carry on your story, you, Jesus Christ, took bread, gave thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to your disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Holy Spirit upon this bread and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, break, and give us, that we might be your body in the world. After the meal ended, you, Jesus, took the cup. Again, you gave thanks and praise and gave the cup to your disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Holy Spirit upon this cup and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, pour, and give us, that we might be your life flowing for the world. Lord, unite us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Christ has set the table with more than enough for all. Come.
Thank you.
Please stand for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. Gracious God, in this meal you have drawn us to your heart and nourish us at your table. By your Holy Spirit, enliven us to be your body in the world, that we may show Christ's love to all people. Amen.
The blessing of God, who provides for us, who feeds us, and who journeys with us, be upon you now and forever. Amen.
Let us say together our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Peace. You are a body for Christ.
Thanks be to God.